Here's second stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Once again, it appears the chair of the Region 1 Board of Education wants to run a closed shop instead of an open, transparent shop. This from this morning's Republican American. Banning the reading of letters to Region 1 Board of Education during its meetings raised the ire of one of its members. Proposed 2019-20 calendar year has been the center of discussion with parents and other board members. Time off for teachers, professional development combined with holidays results in too much interrupted instructional time, according to residents and some teachers. Several wrote letters to the Region 1 Board, which has the responsibility for approving the schedule. During the meeting on Monday, when Falls Village Representative Pat McCare asked that some of those letters be read aloud, Chairman Bob Whalen of Sharon said it would not be beneficial use of the board's time. McCare said she disagreed with that sentiment wholeheartedly. The superintendent, Pam Vogel, said she checked with the board attorney, Thomas Mooney, who told her because there were so many, seven were included in the board packet, it would set a precedent that all letters received would have to be read. Quote, I don't care about his opinion, end quote, responded McQuarrie. Quoting again, this is not law, end quote. She noted the meetings are taped and the public watching the meetings has a right to hear the correspondence. Because the letters are part of the agenda that's distributed, people can read them, Whalen continued. The letters are taken into consideration by the board. He suggested McCare seek to amend the agenda if she chooses, but she pointed out there's no place on the agenda that allows for that measure. She said she finds it unfair that only a small group, usually the superintendent, board chairman, and principal, get to determine what goes on the agenda. She said that since there's nothing in the statutes of the law or the board's policy that talks about prohibiting the reading of letters aloud, a few should be read to get the flavor of what the public is thinking. She then proceeded to give a brief summary of the gist of correspondence, which primarily focused on adding more school time for students in the calendar. If they're not going to be read, those writing letters should be made aware of that practice, said McCare. She said it doesn't seem fair that people who come to the meetings can be heard, but not those who choose to write a letter. Salisbury town meetings at 7:30 to receive and act upon the report of town officers, to recognize the town report, to receive and act upon the audited financial report from the chairman of the board of finance and treasurer for the town for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018, and to consider and act on a resolution for the issuance of bond not to exceed $2,418,000 to finance an aggregate $2,418,000 appropriation as approved at the special town meetings held March 11th, 2016 and December 19th, 2018 for the town share of cost of the design, construction, and equipment of a waste transfer station to be operated by the Salisbury Shared Resource Recovery Authority. The Salisbury Central School kindergarten pre-registration is scheduled on Thursday and then Friday. All children born during the calendar year 2014 should register. More information at 860-435-9871 to schedule an appointment. Kent Center School Scholarship Fund will host the 24th Annual Chocolate Fest. That will happen Thursday, February 7th. The fundraiser for the scholarship fund will run from 3:30 to 5:30 in the school cafeteria in case of inclement weather. The event will take place on February the 8th. Tickets are available at the door. A ticket is exchanged for a plate, which can be filled with chocolate goodies prepared by local bakers and confectioners. All proceeds benefit the scholarship fund, which awards scholarships for the post-secondary education of Kent Center School graduates. Maria Horn has agreed to meet with constituents at the Falls Village Firehouse on Route 7 on Thursday at 6:30. It's an informal discussion with Maria about the topic of Lime Rock Park. It is open to all. Sharon Parks and Recreation have a regular meeting coming up at 6:30 on Thursday. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association will kick off their big weekend Jump Fest Friday night, beginning with target jumping at 7 o'clock, and then the human dog sled race. Now coming up on Saturday will be ski jumping beginning at 11 o'clock, and then there's the snowball at the White Hart, and Sunday, well, that will bring back more ski jumping beginning at 11 o'clock at Satry Hill. More information at jumpfest.org. A reminder, the Salisbury Association featuring an exhibit on the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Well, how about this? The greatest Salisbury native ski jumper, Roy Sherwood, who was national champion in 1954 at the age of 21 and member of the 1956 U.S. Olympic team, the daughters of Roy, have passed along. That is Merrily Sherwood, Alexander, and Kim Sherwood. A bunch of memorabilia from their father's ski jumping career, and many of those artifacts relating to the 56 Olympics held in Cortina, Italy, will be on display alongside the Swassa exhibit. Exhibit hours will be expended during Jump Fest weekend, Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th from 10 until 5. Snowy brownies and other treats will be on hand. The Amenia Free Library is sponsoring a Valentine crafting on Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon. All ages are welcome. More information at 845-373-8273. Palabolas at the Wahabia Performing Arts Center on February 8th and February 9th. More information is available at mehewi.org on the web. The Tremaine Art Gallery at Hotchkiss School will present an art exhibit featuring the works of Brooklyn-based artist Lee Arnold, running January 24th through February 24th, with an artist talk and reception February 8th at 7 p.m. at 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. A food pantry distribution will take place on Saturday from 10 until noon at the United Methodist Church, located on East Church Street in Pine Plains. Angela Paul Ramuni will read from his recently published book, Accordions from the Heart, and play, by the way, the accordion at the Lodge at Gear Village, Hollenbeck Room, on Saturday from 2 until 3 p.m. Reservations are required at 860-824-2625. American Legion Post 126 and Sharon holding their chicken barbecue dinner at the hall behind the firehouse on Saturday. Continuous servings from 4 until 7. Takeouts are available. $12 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under, free for children under 5. A menu for the all-you-can-eat dinner includes half a chicken, potato salad, pasta salad, baked beans, coleslaw, rolls, and dessert. More information at 860-364-5640. The Fisher Center and Catskill Jazz Factory, Annandale on Hudson, present Jazz and the Birth of Hip Hop, the first in a three-concert winter jazz series, Sound the Trumpet. It'll be held at the Fisher Center, Intimate Luma Theater, on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening. Tickets and more information, fishercenter.barra.edu or 845-758-7900. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast coming up on Sunday, February 10th at the firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon has a talk and tasting of early harvest olive oils by Stephen Jenkins on Sunday at 4 p.m. You can hear the man the New York Times once called Enfant Terrible of Fancy Food Business talk about his second career at Olive Oil Jones. After the talk, sample early harvest oils that have just arrived. The event will be held in the Chapin Meeting Hall on the second floor of Sharon Town Hall. Advance registration is required at 860-364-5041. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 172.15 to 25,411.52. NASDAQ starts off today at 7402.08, and the S&P 500 at 2737.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.